two and page three are related to the.
The time, the minutes.
It's really gonna get Dallas to.
Well, I need a little copy of.
All right, here we go.
Put it on my phone, this'll be.
Audio bar is going on there.
All right.
Yeah, we got it.
I'm just old school, like.
So, I'll start the meeting tonight since we don't have a chair. So, welcome to the Parks and Arts meeting for January 23rd, 2024. The first item on the agenda is consideration of chair and vice chair for 2024. So I'll turn this over to the committee.
So what are the responsibilities of the chair and the vice chair? Just to run the meetings?
Yeah, so you'll run the vice, well, I shouldn't say vice chair, so the chair will run the meetings and also help prepare the agenda, so they'll work with Wendy preparing the agenda. So the other committee members, if they have things that they want to put on the agenda, then they would talk to the chairperson and then they can get those put on that way.
So nothing outside of what's in the bylaws?
About what?
Nothing outside of what's in the bylaws.
Yeah.
Tammy said she brought a stopwatch and she kept the meeting to an hour. That was her.
Yeah, she tried.
She tried.
They sometimes ran really, really long before she started doing that, so we.
Not very often, but sometimes.
And then obviously the vice chair fills in when the chair is absent.
So we open up.
So are you staying the treasurer? Because the treasurer also is a fairly big position as far as keeping track of all the expenses and everything for the budget.
We've never gone over, so.
And budgets are July to June, right?
Correct.
In the city?
Yes. Are you gonna go over that when we're, yes.
Kind of, yes.
Well, do we make nominations then?
Yeah, you can make nominations and then the committee can do a vote on it.
Who wants to do it?
I'd like to do it.
Do you want to do it?
I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it too. It just depends on what you get.
I was just gonna nominate Jeff, so he probably would do it too.
Well, I mean, you've got tenure.
Let's all nominate Jeff just to pick on him.
I second that.
What? What?
For sure.
Okay, so there's a nomination and a second to, does Jeff wanna do that?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's how we get it done.
If you're nominated and seconded and you still don't wanna do it, that's okay too. You can say you don't wanna.
Or we can go to the old classic of 1, 2, 3, not it.
I just think a big game of rock, paper, scissors sometimes works.
So I nominate Peter for the co-chair. This is really fun.
I second.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
All right.
That was easy.
And then we'll stay the money guy.
Do we need like roll call vote or anything like that? Or the, I know Linda's more versed in the.
I would say you probably should, just for the record. So we should say, who you nominated and you seconded?
He nominated, I second. I nominated, she seconded.
Dallas nominated.
Jeff.
Jeff and Camille seconded. Go ahead and vote.
Aye.
On the record.
Aye.
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 And it should be noted that we are missing Kyle Poulter and.
Brent Crowler.
Thank you, Brent Crowler. So.
All right, we did a vote for the vice chair.
Yeah. And then this time, you moved, Camille nominated to.
Peter Worthen.
Mm-hmm.
And I seconded.
Is she a voting member?
Oh, Candace.
I don't think she is.
That's a good question.
Or no, she is, because in the bylaws, it's an appointed member.
She's a tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because on some committees, the council representative isn't a voting member.
Well, for backup, I'll do it just in case you can't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, I can.
If you need some fanfare, congratulations.
Congratulations. We can turn the meeting over to.
Thank you.
Chair, so here we go.
Did anyone have any corrections to the minutes?
Did you guys all introduce yourselves? And
we know each other.
I think that's on the welcome introduction, so
yeah.
But okay.
We just had that funny get a chairperson thing on
yeah.
a agenda that kind of had to get taken care of.
Yeah, so really,
if you need to revert back to welcome, that's fine.
I think Jeff's taken
Because that's new and yeah.
So I'll start and we can go clockwise. I'm Jeff Skroger, and I guess I'm the chair now. So. So I'm just started. I did 2 years, and then I'm starting another 2 years. So, okay. You know, and I both, I think, yeah, we both got confirmed at the meeting where you were sworn in. So,
yeah,
yeah.
Camille Thorpe,
4 years,
second term this go round, and maybe 1 or 2 8 years ago.
Oh,
I can't remember if I did 1 or 2.
Oh, cool.
I can't remember, but it's been a good place to be.
I'm Dallas Golden. I think I'm around 4 years. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I think you were. So,
how about that?
How about that?
How time flies.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Peter Worthland. This is the second year of my first term, starting out, I guess. Starting on the airport. So, just need it. It'll be fun.
You've been on a year already?
No, it hasn't been a year. It's only been since April. I came in the past just with other things. I wasn't even part of the city until this time last year.
And so did you join right after you were annexed in?
No, I didn't even get appointed until I think March.
Oh.
So, but I mean the terms always are in January. So.
Who did you replace?
I don't even know.
Chris Pippen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chris Pippen. Yeah. And help me with titles or names of things, but there's also 2 committees, work groups associated with this board.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the
trails.
What do we call it? Trails. Trails.
A trails working group and an arts working group. And I actually, I was glad that Wendy had those in her little roster file, so.
So we've got to make changes to that because the roster changed.
Work Group for Arts, Laura Call, Jeanette Todd, Amy Ambler, Preston Wood is what she had on there.
And not Laura Call?
That was the first one.
Oh, okay.
And then Kyle Poulter, Camille Thorpe, Stan Porter, Daniel Cottom, Peter Worthland, Allie Avery, TJ Riley, Kathy Ruggiero.
But I remember
that's what I was going to say. I think that this must have been before we needed to not have so many people on there for
a
quorum.
So I think I'm off the trails, on the Parks and Arts.
Oh, so that's probably why I wasn't on there. I'm like, I thought it was in the arts, but whatever.
I thought you were too.
I don't care. Whatever.
Well, like I said, this is just
too
Wendy's notes here.
I just hang out.
Not here. I think you're right.
I was supposed to show up every
day. So was he on the arts committee too?
Yeah, I thought
okay.
I was.
Yeah.
I will add that and let her know. Was there anyone else on your trails committee? There was Gerner.
I don't remember any of those names, actually. I just remember Ted and I and Kyle being the representatives of this group. I wasn't sure.
The rest are people from the community.
Dan, I just didn't ever hear those names.
Yeah.
That's because Karma was making them up from what she was like. I can't hear that. Well, it's close enough to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
And Kathy Ruggiero was the one that wanted to improve the signage on the trails.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's your signage.
Kathy Regia, like
Ruggiero.
She's an employee of the city.
Okay.
So if you're.
She came in with her dad the one time.
Okay.
And she's really interested in signage. And,
She was talking about the Wild Rose.
Like the bike versus pedestrian differentiation?
No, even just
and
trail signage in general.
In general.
But it is bad when you're up there and you have no idea. Yeah, I have too. Got lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, the signage is sun faded and worn, and so is the trail. There's some work that needs to get done.
So, now that Kyle's joined us, they have appointed Jeff as the chair, and Peter as the vice chair.
Party.
Did you want to arm wrestle anyone for it?
No.
So you're waiting in the hall until that was done. So you know,
yeah. No drama. I don't want any part of the drama.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the people that don't show up. They just.
Yeah, they're the ones that get picked
up.
Yeah, Brian is the new chair of the rec committee, rec district.
Did he not show up to the meeting? Did
he take that? He was on Zoom.
Oh,
it was when we were out of town.
He couldn't get off mute fast enough. Wait a minute.
If I had known we had Zoom option for this,
We used to do it, and it was horrible. It was just.
Yeah, during the COVID time.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like if we're, I think I'll have a conflict. Well, yeah. At times I'll travel, so.
I guess having said that, I should say, if there is a time when you want to Zoom in, I mean, we could figure it out and have a Zoom option.
Because when I travel, unless it's like 14 hours difference, I usually can join.
So did anyone have any corrections to the minutes?
No.
Should we move to approve them?
You make that motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes from November 14th.
And I'll second it.
Great. Okay. Then we go to public comment. We don't have any members of the public here to comment, so I think we can move on to the next topic. Unless anyone has any feedback they've gotten through email or phone calls or confrontations or anything. Okay, great. Public Works updates.
All right. I'll turn it over to you, David. Public Works update.
After your slides in. Just get you guys kind of updated on just a couple things real quick. Dog Park, still working with Woods Cross. Yes, the trail has gone in, obviously, over there, but we met with a contractor a designer team last week. They're going to work on the tree plan, the irrigation plan. Our crews right now are over there working on a water line going into that. So, and then we're still trying to finalize the agreement with Woods Cross, but everything's moving forward pretty well, so hopefully start really moving well.
Can I ask you a quick question? Is that public information? I mean, is that enough? May I put that much on the website under our projects? Or would you like me not to?
The agreement is supposed to be done for the council next week. I will wait till the agreement, just because.
I just know, we have a lot of people that are excited about the dog park and ask about it, so.
Because Woods Cross is Woods Cross.
Yes.
You can put that on there.
Don't put that on the
because Woods Cross is Woods Cross.
The Shelby Belt.
Woods Cross.
Eagle Ridge Drive. So this was actually supposed to be kind of shown to the council last week. And as much fun.
Much fun was
as we had last week in that 18-hour day. Yeah. Didn't happen, so we pushed it to next. But we're also working with a design group to do trees in this area, probably, and some lights and a bunch of stuff there. So, again, it'll probably get pushed to the council next week. This is how it looks for you guys. Mm-hmm. You probably already all know that right now. It's not the best.
That'd look great with trees.
So we're kind of the concept staff's throwing out there. So understand, like right now, this is staff talking. It hasn't gone through anything else yet. We would like to see, we're not 100% sure on the south side to get those big shrubs and stuff on the other side, but it's going to be, I don't know, price is always what plays a big role in this, but I don't know if you guys know that Quarry Bend over there off where 90th kind of transitions to 94, like it's really cool, like they've got all these big trees, like different groups and stuff, so we're kind of pushing something like this, and it's going to be expensive just to get like the irrigation in there, and then obviously we just get like some trees. But so we'll probably come back to you guys with some of this.
Could you save some money by doing it on Arbor Day and getting a million volunteers?
Well,
not with the spacing.
Yeah, it's we've got, I think we actually have some people that are good at donating. They've been good partners, and we've got some good options with that. But the irrigation system is going to be pretty spending too.
Are you then trying to do conifer type, like evergreens, or?
That's
mix,
again,
or
we're looking for, we haven't.
Look at like the soil types over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, soil, so they're looking at, they're getting soil tests, and so like.
May I ask, David, is there also consideration for xeriscaping? Something beautiful.
There's not really going to be, so it's so steep, there's not going to be grass, there can't be really.
That'd be xeriscaped.
Yeah, so if
it's going to have drips.
It'd wash away.
It's going to be.
It's xeriscaped right now.
Yeah,
that's
what
it looks
like.
The objective for the irrigation is that it's just to establish, and then you turn the irrigation off and it's self-sustained.
Okay.
So that's, but again, we can have questions all day, and like this is so raw and so new that I can.
Was this a request from citizens to fix this?
We've had lots of requests over the years. We had some money set aside for actually the corridor on Center Street. But it's not going to work because Big West is, I don't know, they killed the soil there.
They neutralized the ground, so.
If you go over right past it, there's never weeds. It's like the same thing that they do, like at the railroad tracks and stuff. So there's really not an option for trees there for a long time. So
off the subject, but over there, does that pond like freeze completely, or do you drain that during the winter?
No, it functions as a detention pond in the stormwater system.
Is there any worry about kids going out there and falling through the ice?
They should have their parents with them.
Yeah, I was going to say you can't legislate stupid.
I know.
It's like the same type of risk as the golf course pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people out falling through.
It is a little bit, have you been out there? I mean, it's really, you really want to get to the
water.
Yeah,
you have to.
I've only been there during the summer, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it gets cleaned out, it's something else, but right now it's not even, it's sort of marshy.
And this is all city-owned land?
So, yeah, so to go back, the city owns, this is just a ballpark. I'm not sure exactly where the property
lines.
It's pretty close. The yellow parts that where the city does own. So, again, the stuff on the south side, I'm not sure what we even think yet. We're going to try to get an estimate from our people. So this is really raw. Like I said, city council hasn't even seen this yet. We were going to show it to them last week. So, but
well,
I just
like street lights, probably for both sides of the road there.
Is it a sidewalk on that south side, or just
no?
Looks like there's
okay,
one on the north
so
side.
that's just another.
It's really steep.
So is unbuildable, like on that.
That hill's
north
yeah.
and
yeah.
west side.
Yeah, if you look at it, like,
big,
it doesn't do it justice. It's steeper than it looks, right?
I said the same thing.
Especially that slope on the south side is, yeah.
It's a straight drop off.
Yeah.
So it's a park, but it's not really, because it really won't function as a park. It's really just green space.
Yeah, and it's just really aesthetics. And just,
I think it
is kind of a gateway to the city, and I think it's just, it's a cool idea. And especially, I think we'll have. Irrigation will be expensive. Again, we haven't got prices yet. I don't know any of that stuff yet. I think we will get a lot of the stuff donated. And again, the irrigation, the idea is it works, and then you can add trees in when trees die out. You know, you can use the irrigation to establish and then let it go. So again, the quarry bin there, that's kind of the stuff we show the designers, because they do like a lot of different types of trees. This is out by my house in Harriman. Pretty cool stretch of road, not with grass obviously, but they do a good job of mixing up color and stuff too. So anyway, we want low maintenance. Again, the established period irrigation, that's what I was saying, you drop it off. We want lighting, probably both sides close together, welcome sign for the city, and then probably like for Eaglewood, like up there you guys have seen on maybe some rock terraces. So this is just stuff we suggested to the designer and are going to get back to us. So,
and is the roundabout included in this?
No.
No.
The roundabout's already fully landscaped.
Mm-hmm.
It's xeriscaped.
It's pretty.
We always seem to get different logos every time. That's the logos for the Parks Department.
Yeah, it's just our internal stuff we just made up. So, this is, so Mathis, just to update you guys on this too.
Boo. Just kidding. It's my park.
So you guys know a lot of the stuff's already done, the trails in. We're also meeting with them on the, we can't get people to bid the irrigation without a design. So we were trying to avoid the design part of it and that, but so, and then the removal of hills and the other dirt work. So we're having a designer work on that. So just kind of wanted to tell you guys that. Hatch Park, just to fill you in again, I think this is good news for those that were involved, which is actually not very many of you now. Dallas and I can't remember who everybody was involved in the actual committee that met every Monday for months, but we just had a long meeting today again. Next council meeting, we're going to be taking the kind of conceptual plan to the council. Last week we awarded Hogan as the general contractor, so I think stuff's really going to start to move, which is exciting because it's been. But from somebody, you two can speak. Yes, all can speak to this. What the initial concept plan wasn't even close to what we came up with.
Yeah.
And I think we're actually.
It was kind of disappointing, actually.
It was very disappointing, I think, for everybody on that committee. And so.
But David's bringing it back.
I'm fighting.
All right.
But it's you're still fighting against a lot of different things, but I actually. Like this park and the idea that it can be what we all came up with is still exciting.
And those things, with, you know, dealing with that land grant property, because
that's
part of the conservation property, because you couldn't do buildings and stuff on certain parts of the park because it was restricted.
Mm-hmm. On the west part?
Yeah, well, the west part has to still function as a detention pond.
And
for
then
the stormwater system.
It's kind of a southern portion that you can't do buildings and stuff on because of a grant they got years ago. And so it's complicated it, but when the council basically releases from the rec center stuff, that opened it back up to kind of what our original plan was. And it's taking on kind of a new face, but it's got the soul of what we initially come up with, and that makes me pretty happy. So I was going to show you guys this, and this is kind of the concept. Yeah. So, I'll jump
now, up. Now, is this the bullet point of the soul original, or is this the...
I'll show you the soul.
Yeah, I'd like to kind of hear what your original...
Well, funny, because we were talking earlier, and we went through, I felt like, what was an artistic process of trying to come up with a good idea, because to take cheap shots at planners and anybody else, and I don't care if it's on public record, that it's cookie cutter. It's like... get a poll, see what they want, what are other cities doing, generic park. It's basically paint by number, and that's not artistic. And so we really tried to come up with something that was unique. And we had this concept of, we don't have a downtown, we have a park that's perfectly in the middle of the city. We got this polarized east-west thing, something that people will come to from all over. Mm-hmm. Something that can be used year-round, because right now, mm-hmm. the only people that use this park are the baseball teams, and the people across the street that walk their dogs and stuff. So, yeah. So I think it's just really trying to get back to, like...
And soccer. Having. And soccer.
Soccer, yeah. Sports and stuff. So anyway, what that committee came up with is this... we initially had this Main Street kind of thing. And that's what these buildings are. It's going to give us flexible building that we think we can use year-round. Have different events throughout the year, have different activities and stuff, and even be a moneymaker maybe, so...
Are these buildings like concession stand type buildings?
Flex buildings is really the concept. And, yeah.
If someone wanted to come in and rent it for a boutique or whatever.
We still have a program what all the buildings are going to be.
Yeah.
I heard someone mention Starbucks or Sips or.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we have lists of stuff you can do. You know, art festivals. You can do. You know, Santa's villages. You can do photo studios. You can just there. It's a unique thought, but the buildings are flexible enough that you can do it for anything.
But no permanent commercial presence?
No.
Or retail?
I think the fact that it kind of is this ever-changing thing, really, like our rec programs can use it. They have the kids programs in the summer, so you can kind of have this transitioning thing. And that was our whole concept in like a winter festival, you know, where you could have hobby shows or...
You'd have like these groups come in. I'm trying. I've got the whole list. I can give this.
Will there be facilities in it, like basketball hoops or
flooring? Again, this is still just early stages of it, but so these buildings are just kind of mock-ups. But it gives you this downtown kind of plaza feel where, you know, like you would have a Christmas tree light and you would have things.
They call it like a community living room.
Community living room, that's kind of the concept. And so like the food truck nights that are down there that only half the city goes to would be here every Monday. And so like you've got this gathering place all the time. So this is a playground. The idea is to have take away probably a field where we can have rec leagues where we could, you know, every night there's Monday, Tuesday night leagues, things like that. A building here, I don't know if I should say it because I don't really measure it through, but I like the idea of putting signage on that building. A million people go past that a day and you could advertise on it too. But pickleball, the idea we could have plays, concerts, all sorts of things in the plaza area.
Is it an amphitheater?
Yeah, there's a stage.
I thought we had to, a stage somewhere.
Yeah, this is the stage right here.
Yeah, so, again, this is really preliminary, so don't, like, I wouldn't get too, we still got to, like, figure out how we can move the water right yet. But this is really back to what the initial, that group of 30 people that worked our butts off on wanted. So, I like to see where it's going. I'll show you, and then the idea, too, is to have a big site feature, so a big, tall tower. We're going to look at something, so it puts on the map, you know. Millions of people drive past us every day, and it's something that will be visible that they'll be able to see. So,
what is the water, a natural waterway?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so going down the storm drain right now.
You know, we can follow Chicago's suit and drop a rat in cement.
It's like the city crane.
And that's the newest thing to go see in Chicago.
Wait, what? Rat cement? It's a rat hole. Yeah, it's famous.
It's called a rat hole.
Where's it at in Chicago?
I don't know.
It's by the bean.
But
it's an internet sensation. This
week. Yeah, it's internet sensation.
I'm curious where it's at.
There was like a wedding at the rat hole yesterday.
Yeah, and it's just where a rat got trapped in cement or something.
Well, I really think that, like I said, I've got some other concepts we're still playing with, but like the idea of this tower or something, I mean, I didn't know.
Like that.
Is that something that put the city on the map, you know, something that people see, something visible and something artistic and something beautiful that people be like, that's where I'm from. And like the concept, like I used, and when we were talking about this as a group, you guys all know I came, I worked at Murray before. People, when they tore down those towers in Murray, people were like losing their mind because that's like these ugly smokestacks. And like people were like freaking out because that's where they're from, and I think we've got this opportunity to build this. It really is in the center of the city, and I think it can be something that it could be so
unifying
great.
Feature.
Exactly.
I see.
On that think tank.
It's
committee.
Just an impression
something
of the rat body.
Put us on the
so we've got some designs. I think this is actually really on the right track, and it's going to give us a lot of cool options, and I think it's going to be unique, and we didn't go cookie cutter, we didn't go paint by numbers, and I think it's something that other cities won't have if it doesn't get ripped up. So
I think we did discuss a pump track.
How much?
No, that was elsewhere.
Is this than the current
it was elsewhere. Is that
I'm always just anytime
it was the current park, like just barely over 10 acres.
These are where those houses are still at right now.
That's where it was originally
supposed to be. So it's going to be like 16 acres now.
I
think we measured it.
So we're losing a little bit of field space, but adding in all these other cool.
But the idea too is, like I said, we can throw tournaments and stuff and have stuff on this beautiful field.
Will there be enough
tournaments?
Right,
think about that backdrop, you're going to have like this mountain view and like this big, huge, you know, whatever that thing is. I think it's just really going to be a cool gathering place if it gets done right. So,
and could we put a permanent retail?
Yeah. No,
a Sips, Starbucks.
No, we've talked about that stuff. And like, again, with the buildings, we haven't got down that far, but that's something we wanted.
I think that would be a draw, especially Starbucks.
That.
Well, that's why you need to start recruiting someone.
Tacos.
It's being programmed too. So like again, we could schedule concerts here and stuff like that. But the food trucks, you know, we have plugins. We're working with the food truck league so that, you know, this will really be a cool, you know, because like you said, we were talking earlier, like nobody, well, I remember dealing with Dave Fox with football, and he didn't even know that that park existed.
Yep.
So I think it's just a good central location, and I'm excited that it's kind of back on track because it was quite deflating, to be honest with you, before. So.
Looks good, David. I had two follow-up questions for you. We just switch it back. Okay. Will dogs be allowed at this park?
Yeah, there's on leash, just like.
Okay, because it's not a splash park. We don't mm-hmm. have a splash.
No, the water wasn't. Do we have a little play area for the kids?
It won't be a designated,
it's not
chlorinated
a
thing
right.
place for kids to play.
And are, yeah. you can see the buildings one story or two.
That's still
undecided.
Yeah,
I like the idea.
One, two, three. I don't know.
I really like the idea before we had of like it looking like an old Main Street, because there's
I love
no.
That idea.
Cause, but like I couldn't. I don't know. It's kind of. I guess we could still get there because I think it would be really cool since we don't have like a downtown to create a downtown that looked like a downtown. It could be like an evolving thing, but I don't know. We'll see.
And then I have a friend who she does all of the concessions for Layton City, and they have massive concerts, like big names come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she does all of the food. So they have a building that the city has expanded a couple times for food, and it's a huge moneymaker for the city and for her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So we have thought about, like, I mean, I've rented spaces for my kids' birthday parties, right? Like, even some of this stuff, you could do stuff like that, you know, having weddings or something there. I mean, our golf course is rented out for like a year straight. So again, we're not into those nuts and bolts of the design of these and the inner workings, but you want that flexibility where you could have like a conference here, you could a family could rent it for a family
reunion. Concerts
every
summer month. That would be,
you know, like these hobby fairs you go to, that, you know, these Christmas ones that people are selling their trinkets, and you could, I think it's going to be important to really kind of schedule it out so there's always something new going on there. I think that's the beauty of it, the downtown, that's an evolving downtown. You know, so it's not like it's the same stuff every... I go back to, again, I had my sister-in-law grew up in North Salt Lake, and I asked her when we were doing this, I'm like, have you ever been to Hatch Park? She lived her whole life. She's like, I went there once for a church thing, and it's kind of a dump. So... You know, like, I think there's just really no reason. I mean, I'm sure she'd have a different perspective if she lived there, went through it. But, like, this could be just such a unifying and such a big thing. And I'm excited to see it again going this direction. So it's not as cool as the TED Talk logo, but.
We
this is
set to something.
We'll make the logo.
I was gonna say, hopefully not expecting a TED Talk. But city council updates. Really, I just came excited to meet everyone on the council, this committee, and just let you know that I really want an open door policy. So I'll add my telephone number onto our list. And thoughts and concerns, I definitely want to hear them. And I'm just excited to be here. I love being in the know on all of these fun things we get to find as a city, right? So I'm happy to be here. I don't have a lot of updates because I have been on the city council exactly twice now. So.
Last week counts as six.
Yeah, it did. That meeting
fire,
went
sure.
long. But nothing really relevant to parks and arts. So, yeah, happy to meet all of you.
We adopted a name?
Oh.
Parks and Arts is what we're, yeah. Were you not there when we...
It's...
Well, Ted was going to take it back to the council and it never came back.
Yeah. He did, and where it went was... you would have to have a public hearing because it was
ordinance
the name was
codified.
Adopted
oh, really?
By ordinance and it's in title something of the land use
which
document.
Actually fell under planning commission.
Yeah, for some reason that's the way it was set up, and so we decided there's really no reason. We've already used the Parks and Arts logo, and we can I've started changing things on the website.
Yeah.
There's no room for confusion or anything. It's not ambiguous, like, it's very clear what it is. So
yeah, anyway, so I've started changing it on the website and put, you know, also known as
Technically, it's the New York Knickerbockers. Nobody calls them that, right?
Susan, it's also been called PTAR, which doesn't mean complex, anything to anybody outside of this room.
And a rag, which we have a separate rag.
So we have to say so Parks and Arts.
Because looking at the list, we have a rag.
I like Parks and Arts. Easier to say than PTAR.
For the discussion on events, just to kind of also mention something, if you look at the events, some of the events are big and some of the events are small. And I think, at least I think from my perspective, that's intentional. Because we have events where, you know, some kids feel maybe, a lot of the events are kind of aimed at like fun things for kids. A lot of events we're trying to kind of aim at different kids for, you know, kind of a kids with different abilities and kids with, you know, there's different kids in our community and some kids like certain activities and don't like others. So we've tried to kind of have some events that are citywide that are kind of will bring fun for everyone, but then we do have some smaller events that are kind of meant to also give other people something fun to do that who have different tastes or interests and things. So
and the reads and the photo are more aimed at kids as a contest?
Yeah, those are kind of like indoor things and yeah. The photo
it's for everybody.
For everybody, yeah. We have the kids category and an adults category.
But the
NSL reads is for kids.
The issue, at least with the photo contest, was just the low participation this time.
Right.
Which is what.
But we're not doing it at the photo night anymore. We're just doing the contest.
Okay.
And the contest that we had great participation.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're continuing that.
And we also we used to do the NSL reads later in the year in the fall or winter, and we're now that's why we're deliberately put that in the spring to kind of spread activities out throughout the year more. Things to do. So
I do have a couple authors that we're talking with, but I don't know where March 7th came up with, so I know you needed to do something.
Yeah,
but
that's only like 40 days away.
So I gave them all of March. I said, you know, we just need these two authors. Just give us a night, probably a Thursday night, I think is what that is. We've also done activities on a Monday night. Let's see. So the authors are Chad Morris and Shelly Brown. They're a couple that are writing some really fun mid-school age, kind of the same age as Harry Potter books that have been really popular and really fun themes to go on if you wanted an update on NSL reads.
Well, I did specifically just because it's so close. So are you doing the same things that we've done the past years? Are you doing an essay contest?
You know what? Right now I've got to get them booked. So as soon as we get them booked, then we'll find the theme and, yes, do the stories and judging and prizes and events. Yeah. At the city.
In the past, we do gift cards for prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, will it be your work group that's doing the judging of the essays or?
I think I'll probably toss it out to this group again, but maybe with a little more time than last year. So toss it out to this group, the work group as well. And any other authors in the area that would care to read?
Is there a way we could promote it better? I felt
absolutely.
Bad the last couple of years that we've had these authors. They've given great presentations and things, and there's only been like five of us there. So I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm happy to help do whatever, but
yeah, well, I'd love to talk to you about how to push that out as well as include the schools and that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it possible for us to have it hosted in a school?
Yeah.
We talked about that.
We did talk about that.
We did the one year we had, what's his name?
Cameron Moll.
Brandon Moll.
Brandon Moll.
Oh. Brandon Moll, I mean.
Yeah, that was well attended.
Yeah, he's very popular, though.
Yeah.
So.
Same publishers who we're working with. So I actually asked them if they could plan ahead to have Brandon come for our 10-year anniversary of NSL Reads. So we planned it 3 years in advance to get him.
If we do want to host it at a school, how do we get the ball rolling on that? Pick a school and then contact
you would just have to contact I'd start with maybe the school itself or the school district. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Principal and then that's who I've always contacted and done some stuff with the schools.
Okay. So most likely like Adelaide or right
last one we
school?
Had it was at Orchard.
Orchard.
It was at Orchard.
Odyssey.
But I've got
Odyssey.
Three or four
elementary
schools all in North Salt Lake now.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought there was.
Because Foxborough.
Foxborough. Is in South
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the
couple of charter schools.
Okay.
Yeah. Legacy.
Did Legacy move?
Legacy yeah, they moved to Woods Cross. Mm-hmm. They couldn't stand the smell over there.
They didn't want to
like
the smell.
Maybe Wasatch. Torture
would be
good. Wasatch. Pretty bad. That's more Wasatch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Wasatch.
Okay, they're still there, right? A contest.
What's the special
That's Spectrum.
Spectrum. That's what I could
learn. Foxborough High.
Foxborough High.
I think that's what it says on the Google map. I'm like, but there's not a high school in my neighborhood.
Well, it's yeah, it is a high school for the...
Yeah, they've got a little preschool academy by Maverick, and they've got the high school behind the
Spectrum
gas station.
Yeah, just
and then the, across the street next to the chapel is the elementary. Oh, and then the, across the street from that is I'm not even sure what that one is.
Yeah.
So there's like four buildings.
Yeah.
So backtracking a bit, we have a Winter Lights Festival recap on the agenda. Does anyone have any feedback on the recap for Winter Lights Festival?
I think we need to move it to February or January.
Lighting the Christmas trees?
Are we going to, I mean, sure. I guess we could do it in November. But I don't know.
Well, what's feel your reasoning
like
on that?
It's winter and still, until there's snow on the ground.
Oh, right.
So,
we didn't have much snow on the ground in the mountains. It seemed like the date went well with getting the lights all ready to roll, flip them on.
Yeah. So that's they barely made it.
I know. I kept watching
them. Take them off today.
Were they?
So we, no, nothing kind of to add to it for now. I mean, we'll probably talk about it as we move on in the year.
I think
but
you threw a date out there for this year.
December 2nd. It's all on there. I think it's December 2nd. Okay. This year it still works that it's the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So whether or not
it seems
we
like a good
continue
establish
that,
that date.
Yeah.
Do we contract out the lights? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of expensive. That was brought
well,
up.
That's part of the
so
fact of
maybe
the hatch
we need to, yeah.
Is the built-in lights.
Are we doing built-in
like,
lights?
That's we've.
Oh, okay. I mean, not just
trees,
not the tree,
but yeah,
the, everything else.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, those are really
the
cool.
The jellyfish
cameras.
Lighting or whatever
yeah.
They call
yeah, that would be great.
So we'll keep pushing for NSL reads because we have a. Is it? Do we have possible room to bump that back later in March if we need to? And like we have the Easter eggs at the last week of March, but maybe in the second to the last week of March. Or
isn't it already on the signs around the city?
No, that's why I was waiting for tonight because I'm ready to do the next set of signs, but I wanted to get that date.
And I'm
so
ready tonight to tell you Chad Morris and Shelley Brown, and they're just confirming a date in March. And good point.
It's the date I need.
Yeah, it's the date.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can maybe also then send email or text updates as we get more concrete info.
We need a date in a school.
Do you have a deadline, Linda, for when you
I'd probably stay with the city center if they're not.
It just depends how
popular.
Long we want our happy
it's
holidays
kind of to
winter
go to
signs up.
Yeah.
I don't want to send our guys out twice.
Yeah.
So I want to have the next set of signs.
I
the wind took
the
care of the
water
risk.
By
the golf
I noticed
course.
It was it looks horrible. So I'd be
wearing March, or is this next one March, April, May?
I'm in it. I usually, depending on how many events, I usually would try and do like maybe three a year. So kind of divide them up because they're kind of pricey too.
So March, April, May probably.
Yeah. And then Liberty Fest because do those and then the early fall.
The next thing then is the Kite Festival. Do we have anything to start talking about that, or are we still doing it at Tunnel Springs again?
Yeah. I think for sure. We get a good breeze up there and a great crowd, but Tammy has kind of been the know-how, you know, to order all the kites, but we need some documentation on these events, right?
So, yeah, but last year we had balloons, kites, donuts,
music.
Yeah. And food trucks.
Mm-hmm. So, do we want to do anything different this year, or execute it the same way? It seemed successful last year.
Yeah, I think
I thought last year was our best year ever. It was really
good.
Oh,
that,
and then the
good,
is kite
that
flyers.
One fixed date as well, May 4th.
And the kite flyers.
I won't be here.
I might not be either. So.
As long as we have Star Wars themed kites, we're good.
So if we make purchases for these events, like if I'm the chair, do I need to find out what the budget is for the events and kind of control that? Like, how are we?
Yeah, we have a discussion point coming up here about along those lines.
But is that budget already set since we're still in that same fiscal year?
It would be for, this
through,
year.
Through July 1.
And Tammy, I think, had a pretty good gauge on what everything's costing.
I printed off what you guys probably brought to share with the committee last fall that Heidi put together, the $14,000. Is that?
We got that in an email a while back.
I think it's been fairly consistent, or pretty close each event and what they've cost. So are you wondering about reimbursement?
Well, I'm just also wondering, like, if we're talking about if we do, balloons, music, donuts and kites again, do we have an idea how much we could spend for each of those, or do we have a total amount we have to figure out when we dole it out, amongst those, or
So that $14,000 budget for the rest of the year, or whatever's left, needs to take care of the MSL Reads, the Kite Festival, the Golden Spike Bike Ride, which, as I understand, is just
pretty
a participation, right?
Snacks,
I think,
and
all we did was, they provided some snacks, and we just had a pop-up booth.
Do we include man hours, like... staff man hours in that?
It's not anything to worry about.
Somebody
really
from our staff that went down and helped set up the
but
it's not,
that,
it's not coming out of our budget.
It's not coming out.
It's coming out of our budget.
And then somebody from the committee here manned the booth.
These two.
Jeff, you did it.
And my daughter.
Okay.
I don't think you really need to worry about that remainder budget, because if we kind of followed the same pattern as we did the last years, we still had close to $9,000.
Yeah, $8,900 left in
for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe then this year we can order more kites, because we ran out last year. I think we had like 400, 500. I think 400.
That's right.
And we used every single kite, and then had still had a few stragglers kind of showing up. So if we had more kites, we could always save them for the next year.
Just to continue
for
the next year.
Those are great little kites.
So we could up that order. Is that something that Tammy used to do, and I should be ordering kites now, or I'm
or I think
or
we've
you can
been
assign
assigned
things.
Events. Yeah.
Okay. I'll reach out to Tammy then and find out kind of who are her contacts for these things. She might have it where it's kind of already in the bag, and there's minimal effort. I got the donuts last year, so I know that gets delegated. but
between Lee's and JJ's, right?
And the inventory downstairs, we should run through.
But also, if anyone has any other ideas, we always have balloons. If anyone has ideas for decorations other than balloons that they think we should try, we could always, take ideas. If anyone has ideas for something other than donuts, I don't know.
Candlesticks.
Like, donuts are very popular, and balloons are really popular, so I don't want to rock the boat, but I'm just saying, if someone thought, like, oh, there's this thing that might be
Did you guys end up doing, like, a cakewalk?
They did have a cakewalk.
Yeah.
So did she just give the donuts away?
We tried that and it didn't work.
It did.
So then eventually all the kids had numbers, I think, or
I was passing out kites.
Then she was basically saying, like, if your number is between this and this, come up and get donuts. So she was trying to kind of control the flow of kids so they weren't all coming up. But I think that's sort of the next thing, is to figure out, like, what trick can we say to get kids to show up in groupings to get donuts rather than having a swarm of kids all at once. But I think the activity, she gave up on the activity because it wasn't working. Like, she, kids weren't, I think she had like a dance thing set up with music, and the kids weren't dancing, and they just were like looking and wanting donuts. And so
she had a DJ, which was
I think
fun.
We're better off at that point just saying, like,
I think I just want to say one thing, where you said these events are for kids. Really, the idea is that these are family events. I feel like they started getting turned into just kids events, but really the idea is, Halloween, it's more fun when the whole families dress up, and you'd see the families come in, and but so I feel like
Well,
if we can do some things maybe to expand or just create it so it's not just for little kids, you know, walking around.
I mean, I heard with the Spooktacular that the reason why it was in the morning and not night is that there was a 5K that went along.
It was
with
a 3K.
Or a 3K.
We did a trot.
I mean, if we want to expand it to family, because not all people in our community have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have two, like most of my neighbors, they're either single or there's just two or three living together. So, I mean, if we want to expand to the city, we really look and say, okay, what are the adults in our city really after?
Mm-hmm.
And the rec center is really busy with 5Ks or 3K or whatever, right? And I mean, they're, and that's the, that's
weird,
the,
but people like to run.
I know. And some people like to pretend they're six and ride their bikes, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
some people like to come in. You remember the guy that came in, won the whole fun run, all these little kids, and there was like a 25-year-old that came.
Okay, I used to be that person.
Full leotard.
But yeah,
I have lots of
to win
shirts.
Yeah. Like the meme of the guy that won,
I mean,
the library
for the
contest. It was the adult, it was a kids contest.
Oh yeah.
They made him come and pose for the prize. Like, oh my God.
He was identifying.
I mean, for the kite festival, could we get a professional kite flyer?
I think we did.
Did you?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was cool. And there were plenty, there were a handful of those kind of gnarly trick kites out there.
But I think the kite festival, if it's popular and well attended, keep the formula the same for that. But what are the other events, like the Spooktacular? It was just a bunch of kids.
Yeah, and
you know,
and
which
that
is
was,
nothing
think,
against that.
No,
well,
Tammy
it
just
is a
hadn't
kid
been
holiday,
around when the other groups were doing it years
when
ago.
It was,
so Tammy came in and then ended up in charge of it and
during
turned
COVID
it into
too.
A yes, and turned it into a little kid event. So
yeah,
I think it's fun to think of these more as family events, and we can advertise them more as like. This is what's going on, and there's things for all ages, you know. So
in years before Tammy, were there like family costume,
yes,
yeah,
prizes?
Yeah, Camille, you were probably the chair back then.
And there were like four laps around the park, and you got a prize each time you lapped the park.
And I know,
they did like a pumpkin carving.
We usually call
contest.
Those donut runs,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
you see how many times you can go around and eat
a,
donut,
donut
each
time.
And
yeah.
Once you puke,
well,
you're out.
I know when they got rid of it, it was because they're like, people don't want to ruin costumes, and like running in costumes wasn't comfortable. And
and then there was
and
that
it seems
COVID.
Like kind of odd that you're like getting donuts and you're running.
That's what makes it fun.
I mean, if we made it,
that's the only way I will run.
The thing is, if we
look
at
the donut hanging off a stick.
Yeah.
If there's like a quirky thing, because
yeah,
if
could
it's
work
not
on
a
park.
5K,
yeah,
I think we
make
can.
It a quirky.
Make it quirky.
Work
and,
on the quirk.
And make it just sort
crank
of
up the quirk.
The weird
the
thing,
quiet.
You know, keep North Salt Lake
really
weird.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Like
stealing
Austin.
From Austin,
Austin
and
Texas.
From
Portland.
Cox and
yeah,
Portland weird.
But I think if we were to make it quirky, and
so it sounds like you want to be over the Spooktacular.
I think
you want to be over.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
I mean,
suggest.
Is that what you're? I mean, you're the chair now, but it seems like that was a formula that worked for you guys before.
Yeah.
Is that like someone
yeah,
being
just,
the chair
just,
of the a particular event?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I was going to suggest another event, but I suggested my first meeting that I was here.
What was that?
Say,
what was
he's
that?
Quizzing us. Look back at your notes.
Look at
are
my
you being
phone.
Funny?
No, it wasn't. So,
none of our time, so let's hustle.
So, yeah, so, and unfortunately this email didn't send because I said I had something prepared out, but our trails need help, and there's a National Trails Day that we can make part of the activities. The Rose Park is, it needs some serious help.
Wild Rose?
The Wild Rose.
Or Wild
Trail.
Rose.
Hey,
yeah.
Rose
so
Park needs help too.
Rose Park, sorry.
The event?
So Wild Rose, it would just be, so as part of that money, it would be cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
We would buy trail specific shovels. with the budget,
mm-hmm.
and we would need to store those, but having, and we probably need someone trained on trail building. I don't know if we do, but that might
That's
be a good use of, you know, just making sure that there's oversight. So if we have people helping, but like some of the trails rutted from erosion, we have a river running down during there needs to be diversions off the trails in places.
So could you bring a proposal to the next meeting?
Yeah, I can bring
it.
Do you know when the state
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it's
the first
June.
Saturday in June.
Yeah, first Saturday in June. And it's really a known, I mean.
Yeah, I've seen it.
A lot of the communities have done it. And we could work with Salt Lake, Bountiful, even Centerville has their trails committee set up now that we could they've got it up and running.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're throwing down the gauntlet. And I've been in touch, so I have contacts with the Forest Service now, and I could make sure that if they need help on their stuff that's sort of access, it may not be in our city, but I'm like Tunnel Springs is a lot of community members think that Tunnel Springs is North Salt Lake and it's Salt Lake City.
Well, Tunnel Springs.
The park is up until
yeah.
the fence,
yeah.
right?
And oh, really?
Is that where the
past the wood fence?
Yeah, as soon as you pass
the fence.
Then in fact, Salt Lake
There's
County has put their signs all up. They've
yeah.
got markers all the way along.
And they've
there.
Actually hired
yeah.
17
well,
enforcement officers for just their trails.
No way. I still own it.
Yeah. So e-bikes, off-leash dogs are not allowed.
Whoa.
You read the sign when you enter. It's already
yeah, didn't
there.
They just put that lower trail for e-bikes? I thought it's not for that lower one.
Lost Lab was going to be the reason
yeah,
I got an e-bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, according to the sign, there's no e-bikes.
Wow.
But that's
a bike.
That's got to change.
Yeah, that's got to change.
I mean, it's got to
oh,
change, at least with the problem is that people aren't
sure.
differentiating between the
e-motos
versus the e-bikes.
Right, right.
And it should be so easy. Throttle or pedal assist.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is,
I
mean, I
didn't know the difference either.
I was up at Tunnel Springs and we had
but enforcement officers should
with three kids on e-motos and they were tearing up the
yes.
parking lot. And I was like, and it was like spraying rocks, people's
yeah.
cars were there, and I was like, this is gonna be someone's gonna get real upset.
Do we have leash and off leash rules in North Salt Lake schools?
Yeah,
yes.
it's always on.
It's
on
always
leash.
On leash.
On leash.
Is it?
The
because
quote,
I noticed Mueller Park. Anyway, I
that's,
yeah.
But
I,
that's National Forest,
and so
and that's where the difference is.
That's why
it's forest land versus city.
I've met lots of off leash on our trails.
There's a ton of off
well, the,
leash on our trails.
Yeah, I mean the fact is most people do off leash. I mean I do off leash, but
it's all fun and games until the other person's dog doesn't play by the rules.
Right.
Or the dog bites somebody,
mm-hmm.
and then it
or
sick.
A big dog bites
then you really
the little
wish you had
dog's
that
head
yeah.
clear off.
Or the little dog
gosh.
Bites my ankles and makes me
yeah.
Oh, that's like
awful. Then you just kick him off the cliff.
So anyway,
yeah.
I'll come back with a proposal for trails just to support trails, but it's minimal tools, and you provide donuts, you provide a focus. Lost Lad. Or no,
Lost
Wild Rick and Wild, forget the other one coming down.
Yeah.
It's totally overgrown, even just sending people down the trail with weed whackers. If you walk down that trail, the weeds are overgrown. And
sounds cool.
Where? Because, I mean.
Cool.
Yeah, so above that pond, there's switchbacks. They go up Eagle Ridge and up and through. And
the
connects.
newest part we just
oh.
opened above
yeah.
the pond at Eagle
yes.
Wood Village.
So it's all overgrown.
Oh, okay.
The camber.
That's because it's too steep.
And the camber is off.
Going up.
Yeah, the camber of the turns are off.
Okay.
The trail entrance from that spot in the parking lot to the.
Actually, I've never gone.
There's quite a few improvements that could be done that wouldn't need expertise to do, but. The dumb labor to clear the weeds so that you at least, you know, handlebar wide, it's that, and you'd go another foot just to clear. I mean, that's dumb stuff.
If we get like, if we did that activity, I'm wondering if we could contact like Bill Bar,
Troy Duffin,
companies that would, that go along with fitness and recreation to offer some incentives and.
We can, I mean, there's
hard to just ask for free labor without, you know, free.
But we've got
well, but that's
100
why,
mountain biking kids and their
that's
parents.
Why we've got,
true.
And that's why we've got $8,900 to provide donuts. I mean,
it's a lot of donuts.
Okay.
Is there, maybe that's too soon, but is there a way to install new signs during that?
That's
yes.
What I'm wondering.
There is, as long as we get them printed, but frankly, the Trails Day, you could, I mean, technically, if we felt like we needed signage, which we do, we could do Trails Day, fix the trails, and then even do a re-grand opening on those trails and make sure the signage is there and have, I mean, I don't know if it would even fit under the rec committee that, but I mean, I don't know. That's why it's Trails Committee.
Is the signage something that's going to require light construction equipment, tools?
Typically, you want the post.
With the signs, yeah. But
you guys were showing us those ones that were like the, I don't know what you called them.
The fiberglass.
Whack down
ones.
Oh, the Wacka one?
You're talking the more like map type signage.
Well,
no, I'm just talking about like you would find on the Forest Service on National Forest Service trails.
Like
even
wide fiberglass.
So I'll even take a picture.
Because the ones up there, it's the vinyl letters that somebody put on there, and it's all falling off. So you get to a fork in the road, and you don't have any idea.
It's like we just redid all the signage in our parks, and they all match now. Same logos, and I designed most of that stuff here. We could do stuff like that if that's the kind of signs you want. But
I mean, for me, the signage, for me, signage at a trailhead is really a map at the trailhead, at most. And then
I'm talking hikers.
And
when
then,
I come to a fork in the road, I didn't memorize the one down there. I want to know, is this because Chuckar Loop? Is this a bike flow trail? Because
right.
I don't want
to so
get
I
killed
have to
by
agree.
A bicycle.
So Wild Rose, I would have to agree, is probably one of the most confusing trails.
The Wild Rose sign has just been the Moby Dick of this committee for 2 years since I've been.
That's
out.
Why
so,
I'm saying,
yeah.
Can we
like,
just get the signs done? And
but we could come up with just the fiberglass ones and do arrows, like, I don't know. I just don't think, for me, I'm minimalistic once you're on the trail.
See, and you're, but, this is like French to me. Actually, I took French.
Chinese.
So yeah, it's still French to me. I can count 10.
I like the idea of matching, though. It would be nice if the North Salt Lake ones were consistent.
Yeah, no, it's so like if you're like branding your signage, basically, is what I'm saying.
Wow.
To me, though, you guys, like we talked about this, like, you kind of tell us where you want and where you want it, what you want and where you want it. That's like,
okay.
That's for us the easier part is
to work on.
And we can send out, like, we have a.
Do like that.
Where's the Stan Porter Mile High? Is that at the top?
It got posted and it got taken down, but there's a place where that North Salt Lake gets to claim that we have a mile high. It doesn't say the Stan Porter.
Yeah, we can.
It's for the
5,200 feet.
Yeah, because we have a water tank at 5,200.
Yeah. So we need to put a sign there, too.
So are you saying that's something that your committee does, then? I mean, your group does, and that we should be doing the signage?
Like
there
you go. Now, what I'm saying is we can install signs if we have to. Like before, I thought you guys were looking for this specific trail sign. If you're looking to brand them and do something different than that, we can talk to me. And also, we could volunteer. We have our GIS guy, which would probably want to shoot the points.
So we can record. So if the sign gets damaged, we know what to replace it with.
Right.
See, but like for me,
this is what
like I don't know exactly where.
You know, these they're engraved and they stay up on trails and in mountains
forever,
so that you've got an arrow on it and you've got the name of the trail.
Some concern about
bikes,
sign like
bikes.
That on
yeah,
the
yeah,
trail.
This many miles
yeah,
see, around.
So like,
I love numbers.
Right.
So some of you
there's,
can be minimalist.
There's some
minimalist. The rest of us need.
There's some definite places where you could put them without it being a danger.
Yeah, I think.
So what I'm saying like is you guys ride it. I could go up there and be like, this is a really good
I
place
still
for a
get
sign.
Lost
like,
up
well,
at
the signs
gross.
Are, we just need to replace the signs
lost.
That are there.
I have my.
I think the signs.
My route that I do.
Yeah,
and
that's up there.
Then I don't bear.
So the signs there the first time.
I don't know.
Doing. Probably an Eagle Scout project. That's why the little signs are falling off.
Could have been.
Well,
because
but
so I think
design
the
and
locations are designated.
And
Kathy,
I honestly don't know if it's our responsibility.
The, like,
I don't.
Well, if it's on city land, it's city responsibility.
Yeah.
Like we should probably have a BST access sign. So Bonneville
Shoreline
Trail runs the whole.
Yeah.
Well,
there's really not an official access. Somebody's made the baby head.
Well,
Rock
that's
going to
change.
I know
so,
that's going to change when we get
so,
the approval with Salt Lake and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Salt Lake's going to unpause in, I think, March. I've got to connect with the Forest Service again.
Wow.
But that's the first one they're going to tackle before the citizens shut them down again.
The nice thing is it's in the back corner that their citizens can't even see.
Exactly.
So get it done
so,
for us.
So that's exactly what they said to me. They were like,
so maybe
we're gonna just do that.
If we have an aerial map in both of those, maybe
we
just physically mark on the map. Or,
we've got it.
What I was just saying is I think the sign locations are already there. It's just this. I don't think we need to put any more up. I think we
some
just need to put.
We're right, but the locations are actually, you can still see where they were, but yeah, I think
yeah, they're just those plastic things that are there.
So we just need to count on
we just need
the signs and the content.
So would that fall under the budget then?
Yeah. Location.
So if not, see, I don't,
it's probably a capital project.
Yeah,
in the city.
And
signs, so like the
or,
ones, we just did a whole bunch for all those parks, and again, us designing them, they're not like, that's actually one thing, it's not crazy expensive. It's more like the soft cost of our guys installing.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, there's a cost, but I mean, and how many are you talking to, you know?
Well, the problem is there's so many forks in that trail that go totally different places. That's why everyone gets lost, and that's what we do.
Well, and that's why, too, like I said, if we work it with, we have a GIS guy, we go out and shoot points, and if you guys tell us what, what you want, where you want it, and then we can add them to our elements. And
so if we drop like a PDF map or something.
Yeah, that was actually what I added to my email that didn't get out in my inbox.
I would prefer probably us using our equipment.
Right, but if we have a map telling you, like, here's what we are thinking here on these spots.
Oh, yeah,
and you guys
are
there with your equipment.
I thought you meant for the map for us.
I'm
with you now.
For the quick, dirty, here's what's needed or what we think is needed.
But I
go out with you if you had exact placements for them.
I feel like it would be a bad idea on our part to just go out there and think we would know what the best place for those signs without any of our guys being riders or if we had a point, we'd be like,
well, what we can do is Kyle and I we can work on this.
So I'm hearing location information and design, get those determined.
Well, not even design. What information does it need
match,
to convey?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that five-way where you have like five trails converging that place, BST access, bike downhill trail. It might be, I mean, some of the things that they're doing back east with the downhill only trails is that they're actually putting up like a gate, like it's like a, they just put in two
like
wood posts.
So you feel like you're going through a port.
You feel like you're going through a gate in order to get to the downhill, just so that there's no downhill.
And that's where the Strava timer starts.
Exactly.
You know,
how
fast can you make it from this gate to that gate?
It's like the movie Rad.
They have one at the beginning and the
Rad.
No, they don't. They usually don't have it at the end.
So the next thing is then the photo contest. Is it okay if we talk about that next time?
Yeah, it's just a very simple thing in the fall now.
It has a date, August. August to September 13th, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you really need the March, April, May date solidified by the beginning of March, so you can have by middle of February, so you can have signage
by the 1st of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd suggest also that we, and I can help on this, that we really treat it as a 12-month rolling calendar, so that we're not at the beginning of the year and really strapped, right?
So everyone, it sounds like we all have kind of things to work on for now. And then the next thing on the agenda is the discussion on the board's annual report to the city council. So do we know what that is? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Is that just budget needs or whatever?
Yeah, so that in March, in probably like a work session, or it'd be like a first item on council session. You wrote in the bylaws about giving a report to the city council. It would be the chairperson or chairperson designee to go before the city council and just give a report of kind of the upcoming events are for the year. And for the fiscal year. Because this is, we're like right in starting in budget planning right now. Council will have a budget retreat the 23rd of March. And then we can start planning for budget needs for this committee for the events.
So to me, if you were asking for more money, if you were asking for more events, plus I think that I like it from the standpoint of it's kind of getting everybody's buy-in and stamp of approval from the council.
But also, if we've got some additional expenses that may be above and beyond events, like trail work, et cetera, I think it needs to come from this committee to the council. That
I mean, for the Halloween event, it would be nice to have a timer that and numbers, and we time the
There's
runners
to
and see who got and give prizes for the maximum number of laps, and because I'll have to either donate
and
everything.
And costumes.
So this the presentation of the city council.
Do you have a
coming up
when? What city council fully meeting would that be?
The first of the month or the second?
Yeah, we need to have it. It's
probably
going to
be, I don't have an exact date, but when Ken threw that out to me, he said it would probably be one of the first ones in March.
I think the first Tuesday in March.
David just pointed out that for the Halloween event, we probably are going to need to move it to a different park because Hatch Park will be being demolished probably, which is good news. And I know we've had it up at
Legacy might be work out better.
Yeah.
Okay. Because now that we have an asphalt trail out there.
I know it's been done up at Tunnel Springs.
We did it at Tunnel Springs.
1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, Tunnel Springs would also has the loop that we could actually.
Yeah.
It's
a lot smaller loop.
Is the new loop at Legacy?
The new loop at Legacy.
That's bigger.
It's a lot bigger.
It's around the whole perimeter, like along the fence line.
We measured it the other day. If you went all the way around down to the
Picnic Boweries,
Legacy Trail.
There's a higher concentration.
It's like a half mile.
That's good size.
So it doesn't make a loop. It just goes down
here
and connects to
Well, you could make it a loop by going down the trail and back
by the lakes by the trail.
Pavilions.
Yeah, there's a small little section you have to go across the park.
We can come up with a loop on both parks.
And it might be available at Hatch still, but that's
yeah, but construction starts.
Hopefully not.
We'll have a plan B and C.
So I'll maybe reach out to you, Linda, and I'll maybe reach out to Tammy to find out more info about I'm the chair, and I'll be done with the presentation. I'll find out more about what I should be presenting and talking about, and what I should be preparing, what questions I should be prepared to answer.
But it sounds like we need to figure out the budget for the next fiscal year on the events.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest thing. So
can't we just leave it the same?
It's been $14,000 for about 10 years, right?
Oh, so it's not. I mean,
I would say
if there's money left over, we should.
The kite market's just gone nuts.
So she put here 2018 through 2023, and the most we've spent is 2018. We spent $12,180. Then it was $7,677. Of course, we had COVID, and then about like $8,500. So I'd say
you're laying down the gauntlet.
I'm saying you're probably pretty safe to budget 14 again.
Just ask because they're. If they're okay with it, just keep the thing.
If we underspent over here, that means we would still have extra money for, like, if we do, like, a trail.
Your shovel things. And
for things, yeah.
But right. if you can come up with a pretty good estimate,
and then
up, that's going to be helpful.
In the kite festival.
Where does the excess go each year?
It just gets...
General fund.
Yeah, general fund. Mm-hmm. It thinks it... I've learned that government accounting is different than our own accounting because I always say that too. Well, we didn't spend this, so we still have this much left, and it doesn't work that way.
Kind of
so.
Should.
It just goes back to the general fund.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Heidi and
we save money all the time.
Both are like, nope, doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Because
like,
you budget out money that you actually haven't collected yet in taxes. So yeah.
So we should have all of our details ready for our February meeting so that we could present in March, right?
So I've got the spooktacular and the trail base. So I get a budget for that and some proposals for that.
The past year? Or
and then you've got reads.
The annual report is like
and
you guys
the,
do
our work group has proposal ideas.
And then you'll get
the
photo, but there's not really.
I'm just keep the same price.
Probably a good thing too. Linda just said, you know, I would probably report on some of your events that you've done this past year and, you know, successes or things that you would probably change.
So like we do like our reports, like we'll give the council, they call it like the yearbook here because it's just like, it shows like our numbers and some of our stuff. And then we'll say, this is why what we want moving forward. We'd like to expand here or this, but.
Mm-hmm. So more than just, so yeah, you would maybe include these are the dates or these are the events we're planning this year, but I think it's also, you know, and I'd include, we approved, we chose this playground equipment, we, you know, whatever else, the resurfacing of the tennis courts you guys had input on and anything that, you know,
pickleball
you
call.
Did the ones that, up at Tunnel Springs, did they actually get pickleball lights?
Yeah.
They're really light.
Okay.
Very,
I actually
very light. I know I had to go walk up
there
to even see them, but they're there. Yeah.
Okay. Hatch Park, too.
Yeah, we painted
and are
the
they
hatch park.
Light?
They're light, but they're there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I actually looked from the outside on at Tunnel Springs and I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
I just saw tennis court. So.
Hmm. Is Wendy the contact person for the city if I'm working
yeah,
this as well?
Right, to, yeah, but city recorder can put it on the agenda or help with whatever, and I'm happy to help too. So.
And I think this is the meeting where Ken has said we could bring ideas from the arts work group. Is this the meeting?
To city council?
No, to this
to
group.
This,
oh,
yes,
oh, so it would be the February meeting that it needed to come here.
Yeah.
You should
and then
bet, yeah, but it's through this group, and then this group could take
yeah,
it to
that's
council.
Right.
Yeah.
So February meeting.
Right. So you may want to tell...
Council.
Jeff, to have Wendy put that on the agenda.
Okay. We'll do. I'll contact you.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to propose that we buy a snow dog.
What's that?
Snow dog?
It's a grooming.
To groom the trail.
To groom the trails
I
in the winter.
That's a snow dog.
It's about $4,500.
One of the residents was trying to get. Talking to Brian, we
today.
Were not meeting to,
no, yeah.
They
wanted
to,
like
to do cul-de-sacs better.
Oh, no, this is for trails to instead of the hikers post-holing everything about this wide, you get what they call a snow dog, and it looks like a backwards snowmobile that packs the trail down. And makes it so that it's actually
beautiful. Grooms the trail.
It grooms the trail
wide
enough that
baby.
It's safe. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, it's more, yeah, you have to take into consideration more than the cost of the material of the device. But.
Who's going to do all the...
Yeah, I mean, other
just
cities, they do have volunteers.
Shoes,
other cities have a volunteer brigade that they'll switch off and run it.
Oh,
So, but we don't have enough. I mean, frankly, I feel like we don't have enough mileage. We don't have enough mileage to justify it.
Yeah.
I'd probably want to approach Bountiful and say, hey, we got 18 miles of BST between us plus this, and see if there's a capital thing that we can do together, or if we need to approach and do a nonprofit for South Davis Trails or something.
Maybe approach what's
crossed. Do you want to put trails on the agenda for February
26th?
With your additional people, I mean, do you want to bring your subcommittee?
I don't know the subcommittee.
We can put out, but
teams work with, Specialized or Biker's Edge for like the high school teams or the racing teams? Are there any collabs that we could approach that might donate money for something like that?
We have sponsors from the shops, but they don't generally give money.
They don't?
Not
because I haven't asked them yet.
Yeah.
They give maintenance.
In-kind.
Yeah, in kind.
It's in kind.
Well, one of your kids
for
needs to take my bike in for me.
For signage, what?
Just for signage, sometimes companies will, or permanent signage or some sort of advertising.
I like putting advertising in public spaces. Like, if it's like, this trailhead brought to you by Bountiful Bicycle.
Until they give us a snow bag.
Until you're trying to get money for projects, and then pretty soon you don't mind that this park is sponsored by Chevron, or we're grateful that Big West Oil.
But that's
is
different than out on the trails.
Amphitheater.
I mean, if we had that trail sign, then that would be, and we do Wild Rose. Just it's in a location where you really. Nobody really ever sees it, or it's right by the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's the whole front is shattered.
Yeah, it's all shattered. It's really in disrepair. The parking lot. Anyway.
So does anyone have anything else to talk about, or should we?
I move that we adjourn.
Oh wait, we got
an
action item.
February 26th. Oh, sorry.
Oh, there we go. There's the next thing. So, unless anyone has any comments, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
February 26th. Judge's desk.
So, will you just text me or call me or something as soon as you have a date?